Planning a hike.
Miss Chang was right when she said word problems are a part of life, not just math class. Every group has a problem to solve so that we can plan for our hiking trip.
I've got our question. Should I read it for everyone?
Sure. While you read, we'll listen for the information. Let's all look at the list of steps so that we remember what to listen for.
So here's the problem. The class is taking a day hike to explore the mountains nearby. Hiking guides recommend that each person carry 2 liters of water while hiking for a full day. There are 22 students in the class. We can buy water in large 15-liter bottles to divide into small bottles for the students. How many large bottles do we need to buy?
Okay, step one. Did everyone understand the problem? Are there any words we don't know?
Nope.
Got it.
Good. I'll write down none on the planning sheet. Narong, why don't you do the next step?
Okay. Step two. Identify the question. So, what is the question?
The last line. How many large bottles do we need to buy? Is what we need to answer. But I think we have to figure out how much we need before we can answer it. So there are really 2 questions.
Okay, I'll underline the last question, and then, next to step 2 on the planning sheet, we'll write the other question. Does how much water do we need sound right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, step 3. Circle the facts we need. Do you think we should circle all the facts, or just do the first question and then the second?
Let's start with the first question, and then we'll know what we need for the second.
Okay, I'll circle 2 and 22, because that's what we need in order to answer the first question, how much water do we need?
Step 4. What are the operation clue words?
It says, each person, so that means multiply.
You're right. That's on a list for multiply. I'll write the words and the operation.
Okay, step 5. Write an equation. We have 22 students who each need 2 liters, so it should be 22 times 2, right?
Yes. Yep.
Let's all do step 6 on our own and then compare.
Did everyone get 44?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the label should be liters because that's how much water we need, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Now we're ready for the second question.